to come together today to celebrate the life of Charles Matthew Strange, Jr., better known as Charlie. He was a good Christian man. Born in North Carolina, raised in South Carolina, he came to Florida as a member of our armed forces. He served in the Air Force as an MP overseas and ended up at Tyndall Air Force Base. And friends of his told him that they knew a wonderful young lady and that they were meant for each other. And they met at Mexico Beach and were married here in this very church. And apparently they were meant for each other because they have been together in this world ever since. Charlie is survived by his wife, Joyce Ann, a son and daughter, Chuck and Karen, three children. But he is survived by much more than that. I didn't meet Charlie until recently because he had been sick for a long time. But I felt like I knew him because I'd heard all the stories of how he had served this church and how much he was loved by its children. See, Charlie was Santa Claus. He was Sunday school teacher. He was that big, hefty guy who went out of his way to be soft and gentle for the little people so that they might come to understand the wonders of life in Christ. He loved life. He lived it richly and fully. I heard stories of how he used to ride motorcycles with the children in his family and with some of the children from the church, how he played games with them, how he went out of his way to spend time with them, how he helped to raise them. A good, loving Christian man. And yet I heard stories too that when he served as an MP, he was known to never have started a fight but finished many. He was a big guy. And no doubt a powerful one. He went out of his way to be kind and careful and considerate and loving to the children. But if something needed doing, he took care of it. He was one of those men who was always around church, not just for worship, but to do things, to make sure the lawn was mowed, the sidewalks were swept, the, you know, things that needed to be fixed were fixed. He sounds controlled, I know, and yet his wife tells me that when it was time for football, he could get totally out of control. He was a big Seminole fan. He loved the Seminoles. He loved the game, and he was passionate about it, as I don't doubt he was passionate about a lot of things. Charlie was a fine example of a man. Someone who we can look to as a role model, someone we can look to as someone to emulate. When I met him, he was in the hospital. It wasn't but a few days ago. And he was surprisingly calm and content. He was okay. I mean, obviously he wasn't okay. He was very, very sick. But he was okay. Because he knew where he was going. He knew that he had lived his life well. He knew that he had given his kids a good start, pointed them in the right direction, and he had faith that God would take care of him and them. He believed. Not loud, not forcing his belief on anybody, not pushing his ideas on anybody, but just simply, quietly, strongly, he believed. He knew whose he was and who he was. When I walked into the house to visit with Joyce Ann and the family, I couldn't help but notice a picture on the wall. It was a picture of the Duke, John Wayne, in his prime. And I thought, aha, I think I see a resemblance here. He was that kind of man. Wonderful to those who he loved and who believed. but probably a little scary to those who were not following the right path, not going the right way, or not doing the right thing. He was well loved. He loved to cook. He enjoyed taking the kids to the movies and doing other activities with them. He took children from the youth fellowship here camping and did other things with them outside. He worked at the Fuller's Earth Mine, and I don't doubt that that was very hard, very strenuous labor for a lot of years. He was a powerful person, not only in his person, but in his faith. And so we come together to celebrate his life and talk about the life that we have through Christ in God. I urge you to think about Charlie and his faith. To think about the example that he has given us, the strength that he has shown us, the power to overcome difficulties in this world, and the strength to go on to a better world. I don't doubt that if God has a football team, he's probably playing right now. And if not, he's certainly cheering on the Seminoles. But he loved life, he loved his family, and he loved children, and he loved his Lord. He is an example to all of us of the kind of life that we should live here on earth and the kind of faith that we should have to know the life that we will have when we too go to meet our Maker. I don't know what else I can say except that I wish I had had more opportunities to get to know him in this world. Because the little I knew of him personally, he was a fine man and a fine example of faith in God.